Okay, we're learning Shmuel Beis Perek Yud Zayin. So we'll learn about half the Perek tonight, and then Mirtz Hashem next time we'll learn the other half of the Perek. So a very interesting discussion in the beginning of this Perek is about an attack on David, a proposed attack on David. Okay, who's this proposed by? The great advisor Achitophel. Remember, Achitophel was David's advisor, and now Achitophel joins Avshalom's camp, and he decides to propose an attack on Avshalom, or on David, I'm sorry. Vayomer Achitophel el Avshalom, and Achitophel tells Avshalom, Evchara na shneimasar elef ish, choose 12,000 men, ve'akuma ve'erdefa acharei David halayla. And I will get up, I, Akuma, referring to Achitophel, ve'erdefa acharei David halayla. And I will chase David tonight. I will chase David tonight. Now, very interesting. So a few interesting points here in even this very first pasuk. So what's his suggestion? Let's gather an army together. Now this army, if you look, 12,000 men. It's a rather small army, right? So why such a small army? Radak says it must have been, what's 12,000? 1,000 from every shevet. Get 1,000 men from every Shevet. And says the Metzudas David, why such a small army? Because if Avshalom would take the time to gather more people from Bnei Yisrael to participate in this battle, it would take too long. And if it would take too long, what's going to happen? David's going to have time to flee, to run away. So here we know where he is. Well, we can attack him, but let's do this quickly. How do you do it quickly? Let's get 12,000 men. That's quick. 12,000 men is quick. Let's do it quickly and let's get going. Okay? The Abar ben Elai saw offers a slightly different approach. He says not that David would run away, but we're afraid that if it takes too long, David's going to mobilize a big, strong army. He's going to train his men. They'll be better trained in strategy and things like that. And David will be better able to fight us. So that's why specifically he says only 1,000 from every Shevet, only 12,000 men, a small force. Now, why ve'akuma ve'erdefa acharei David halayla? Right? Why me? Akuma, I'm going to go. So says the Metzudas David, because he was worried. If Avshalom will go, Avshalom is David's son. So he might go to the battle, he might go to fight him, but when he gets there and he sees him, he's going to have Rachmanos on his father. He's not going to do anything to his father. It's his father, right? So when David's not there and he's in Yerushalayim, okay, so he's Eish Lahava against David, you know, he's the Melech. But when he sees David, his heart's going to melt. It's his father. He's going to have Rachmanus. Achitophel says, I will go, right? I will go. Okay? So that's number one. Okay. Now, the Abar ben Elai also suggests here that another reason why he wanted a lead and not Avshalom is because he was afraid Avshalom would be in danger, right? Just push up shot. If Avshalom goes to battle, he's going to be in danger. We want Avshalom to be the king, right? So we want to protect the king. So I'll go fight. I'll go lead the troops into battle. And Avshalom, you're going to be the king. You'll stay back and you'll stay safe. Okay. And Halayla, tonight, immediately tonight, right? Why tonight? Says the Metzudas David, David's going to be tired, right? Middle of the night attack is a great time to attack. Soldiers are sleepy, David's sleepy. We'll be able to attack them, we'll be able to accomplish, we'll be able to do it. The Abar ben Elai also here says that miyad, right? It was ha-loyla, tonight, right away. Why? Not to give them any time. They're already demoralized, they're already weak. They're running. They don't have all the provisions that they need, probably. They're already weakened. So tonight, right away, when they're in a weakened state, let's chop them, let's grab them, let's attack them. Pasuk Beis, ve'avo elav, ve'hu yogea, urefei yadayim. So I'm going to come upon him, says Achitophel. He's weak, he's refei yadayim. The Metzudas David says, refei yadayim, right? Yogea is a physical tire, a physical exhaustion, and Rafei Adayim is weak of hands. So the Metzudas David seems to understand that that's a mental state. He was unsettled. David was unsettled at this time. Remember, he's on the run. He's not in his palace, in his office, you know, with all of his... He's on the run. He's unsettled. He lost the melucha. He doesn't know exactly how to proceed. Where should he go? What should he do? He's unsettled. Refei yadayim. V'hacharadati oso. I'll scare him. Surprise him. At night. I'll scare him. V'nos kol ha'am asher ito. Everyone will run. All the soldiers, David's men, will flee because of this surprise attack in the middle of the night. V'hi kesi es ha'melech levado. And then I'll be able to kill David alone. They're very interesting. Right? So this, according to the Abba Benel, this is points 5, 4, and 5. He says, Achitofel has 5 points here. Number one, we said, small force, only 12,000 people. Number two, that Avshalom should not lead the troops into battle, but rather Achitofel should lead. Number three, Halayla, tonight, right away, immediately, let's do it. And then number four and number five, David has to be killed. That's number four. And number five, the other men don't. The other men do not have to be killed. Only David has to be killed. Why? Pasuk Gimel. V'ashiva kol ha'am eilecha. Because if we kill David, then all those men will join your camp. They don't have a leader. They don't have a king. David's dead. So then they'll join your camp. Kishuv ha'kol ha'ish asher atam mevakesh kol ha'am yihyeh shalom. Now this Ha'ish Asher Atam Mevakesh, Rashi says, Pashup Shad, is that we're referring to David. Right? David is the one that you're seeking, the one that you want to kill, the one that you want, you know, out of the equation. Once he's gone, Ha'ish Asher Atam Mevakesh, then Kol Ha'am Yihyeh Shalom. Then the whole nation will be at peace with you. That's how Rashi understands that. The Radak understands also that Ha'ish is referring to David. And he also writes, interestingly, that how does he refer to David here? Ha'ish asher atam avakesh. It's not a very respectful way of referring to him. He's the king. But he's not referring to him as the king. He's disparaging. Ha'ish, right? The man, the fellow that you want. Why was he so upset? Why was Achitofel so angry here? That not only was he not David's advisor, and he was only the advisor for Avshalom, but now he's suggesting to kill David, to attack David and to kill him. Remember, Avshalom wanted the melucha. Avshalom never said a word about killing David. In fact, the Malbim points out that this is what turned Avshalom off a little bit to Achitofel's advice, which we'll see in a minute. Avshalom wasn't very happy with this plan. He didn't want to kill his father. He just wanted to be the king, right? David can live, just not, he won't be the king. He didn't want to kill him. To kill him, right? Achitofel's dafka saying to kill him. Why? So the Radak says, he quotes Chazal, that there was a revenge here within Achitofel's plan. Why? Because of the mice of Batsheva. What does Batsheva have to do with Achitofel? Achitofel is Batsheva's grandfather. How? Batsheva's father was a fellow by the name of Eliam. Eliam's father was Achitofel. So Achitofel was Batsheva's grandfather. He saw what David did to his granddaughter. Now, granted, he married her and he took her as a wife, but he saw what happened in the process. Uriah was his son-in-law. Presumably, he liked the guy. He didn't approve of this whole thing that David did. This was part of his way of getting revenge against David. Let's join Avshalom's camp and let's give this advice to attack and to kill David and to get him off the face of the earth. Pasuk Dalet. Vayishar hadavar be'enei Avshalom uve'enei kol ziknei Yisrael. And the matter was good in the eyes of Avshalom and in the eyes of the ziknei Yisrael. Now normally ziknei Yisrael is the chashuvim, right? The Sanhedrin, you know, the Rabbanim, we call them the Zikanim. Rashi says here, uve'enei ziknei Yisrael, ziknei Ashmoi. We're talking about immoral people. These were not the Zikanim that were the Sanhedrin, the Avbeistin. That's not who we're talking about here. These were the elders that were not so great, that were not so moral. They said, yeah, good idea, good plan, Shkoyach, let's go, let's attack, let's kill. Great idea. The Malbim points out here that it doesn't say Vayitav Hadavar. Very often it would say Vayitav Hadavar, that the matter was good. That's how I translated it. I misled you a little bit. Says the Malbim, what does the Pasuk say? Vayishar hadavar. That it was straight, not vayitav hadavar. Why? Says the Malbim, ki be'emes hayadavar zeh rabe inehem la roges hamelech. They didn't want to kill the king. It was really bad. They didn't like the idea. But there's no other way of getting this purpose, right? Our goal, our purpose, our goal is to have Avshalom as the king. We don't see any other way of doing that than killing David. But not that we want to kill David. We don't want, Achitophel wanted to kill David. Everybody else, David wasn't such a bad guy. They didn't want to kill him. They just wanted Avshalom to be the king. But how else are we going to do that unless we kill David? So that's why it doesn't say Vayitav, because it wasn't objectively good. They weren't objectively in love with this plan. Vayishar, it was straight. This was the straight and narrow path to reach our goal of getting Avshalom to be the king, but not that it's such a great idea, not that we're so happy about this plan. Oh. Now, Vayomer Avshalom. Avshalom now says something interesting. Kira na gam lechushai ha'arki v'nishma ma befiv gam hu. Let's hear what Hushai Ha'arki has to say about this idea. Achitophel has this whole plan. Attack David, kill him. Let's hear what Hushai Ha'arki wants to say. Let's hear what he has to say. Mitzudas David says that Avshalom didn't trust him 100% because Hushai was a friend of David, right? So even though he didn't trust him 100%, he was still willing to go ahead and to ask his opinion and to see what he has to say because he's a wise person. He's a wise person and he knows. He knows. The Malbim suggests here, I think it was the Malbim. I saw this. The Art Scroll quotes a very interesting explanation on the bottom here. He quotes it, I've never heard of this, but he quotes it from the Parshios B'Sifrei HaNeviim. I don't know who that is. Parshios B'Sifrei HaNeviim. So he points out that at this time, he says Achitophel was a young man. Achitophel was born after David had already become king. And apparently, Chazal, I guess in a Medrash or a Gemara somewhere, I'm not sure where, they don't source it, says that Achitophel was only 33 years old at this time. 33 years old. Much, much younger than David. So Avshalom, here's Achitophel's advice. Achitophel was a trusted advisor. But he says, I hear his advice. I'm just not sure. Is this plan going to really work? Is this really a good plan? Is this really a good thing to do? Hushai was an older, more seasoned advisor. Hushai was an older person, was around a long time, a friend of David's. And he says also Hushai was a friend of David's when David was running from Shaul. And Avshalom remembers the history and he sees a pattern here. David was running from Shaul, and now David's running from me. Well, how did David react when he was running from Shaul? Because maybe that's how he's going to react when he's running from me. Let me talk to Hushai, because he was around at that time. Achitophel wasn't even alive. Hushai was around at that time. He was friendly with David. So let me talk to him, because maybe he has some kind of insight into my father, how he'll react if we surprise attack him in the middle of the night. Maybe that won't be so successful.
Saying that he was that young.
Achitophel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And explain that to the grandfather.
That's a good question. How could he be the grandfather? That's a good question. That's a good question. That's a good question.
33 years old. I was trying to do a calculation.
Yeah, that doesn't work so well, right? It's a good question. The only thing I can think of is that maybe there's two different opinions.
Okay, right.
Maybe according to one shita in Chazal, no, he was 33. According to the other shita, he was the grandfather of Bathsheba. But maybe the two of them don't are not the same shita. I'm not sure. It's a very good question.
David and Bathsheba's children were Shlomo, right?
Yeah.
So maybe he wanted the Malfla to go to Shlomo.
Who?
Achitophel. That's why that's why he planned this whole thing to kill David off. So that
he's siding with Avshalom. One second.
No, Achitophel's not fighting with Avshalom.
Right.
Is giving advice to Avshalom that he's going to kill.
He's going to go kill David.
He's going to kill David in order that once David gets killed, he understands that Shlomo is going to take over.
Yeah, but Shlomo. But we said Shlomo was the natural successor for David. Right. Even if he didn't kill David, Shlomo would have taken over after David died.
So then why, right.
He's trying to, you know, again, it depends. If you go with this approach in Chazal that we said, right. So he's trying to get David killed as revenge for what he did to Bathsheba, right? Nothing to do with Shlomo. Shlomo is supposed to be the king. He's destined to be the next king, right? If you leave things as is, Shlomo will be the next king. So if you go and kill David, that's not going to make Shlomo the king. That's going to make Avshalom the king, because Avshalom is the one who has the other power right now. Avshalom is the one in Yerushalayim. David's not even in Yerushalayim. He's on the run. Okay. So that's why. Okay. Now the Malbim says here that as I mentioned this briefly before, that Avshalom was not really happy with this approach, with this suggestion of Achitofel, because Avshalom did not want his father killed. So as soon as Achitofel suggested kill your father. Avshalom is getting nervous. He says, I don't know if I am comfortable with this. And that's why he says, let's talk to Hushai, because maybe Hushai will have another way of accomplishing our goal and purpose of making me the king without killing my father. Maybe we can do that. Right? That's why he's going to Hushai now. That's what the Malbim suggests. Okay. Says the Navi, Pasuk Vav, Vayovo Hushai El Avshalom. So Hushai approaches Avshalom. Vayomer Avshalom Elov Lemor Kadavar Azeh Diver Achitofel. And Avshalom proceeds to tell him Achitofel's suggestion. Surprise attack, middle of the night, small force, kill David, let everybody else survives, joins our camp. Great plan. Hanaseh Devaro Im Ayin Ato Daber. He says, should we listen or not? I want to hear what you have to say. So that's his question to Hushai. Now, so what does Hushai respond? Pasuk Zayin. Vayomer Hushai el Avshalom. Lo tova ha'etza. Asher yatz Achitofel bapam hazos. Usually Achitofel has good ideas. Bapam hazos, not so much. Right? This time, it's not a good suggestion. Lo tova ha'etza. He's not mincing his words, very clearly. Lo tova ha'etza. I don't think this is a good idea. Okay, now the Mitzudas David says that, but his other suggestions were good. Remember the suggestion he had with the Pilakshim, right? That Avshalom should sleep with all the Pilakshim of David. That was a good idea, he says. Right? This is not a good idea. Now says the Mitzudas David, why did he do that? He did that to build his trust. He wanted to build Avshalom's trust in him. If he just came out swinging and saying, oh, this guy's he's not a good advisor. He has terrible ideas. Why do you even employ him? Right? Okay, so then Avshalom is not going to listen to Hushai. But if Hushai says, you know what? He's a great advisor. He very often has good ideas. This idea I disagree with. That already, okay. You know, I can listen to that. Right? It's like parent-teacher conferences. You always begin with something positive. Right? Whatever criticism you have against the child, you always have to begin with something positive. Why? Because if you come out swinging, this kid's doing this wrong and that wrong and the other thing. The parents are like, all right, like maybe this teacher has it out for my kid. But if you tell the parent, the kid is a great kid and he has a lot of potential and he excels in this area in my class, but, you know, there's something, he needs a little work in area X, Y, or Z. Oh, okay, we can talk. He's a good kid. He's doing well. You know, he needs a little tweaking, a little work in a different area. Okay, we can have a conversation. He wanted to build David's trust. He said, Achitofel is a great advisor. He always has great ideas. This particular idea, lo tova ha'etz, I don't like it. It's not a good idea. Why? Says Hushai Pasuk Ches. Vayomer Hushai, ata yadata es avicha v'yes anoshav. He says, you know your father. You know his men. Ki giborim hema. They're very mighty warriors, these guys. This is not a weakling force. These guys are strong. Not only that, Umare nefesh hema. He says they're bitter. They're angry. They've been expelled. They're on the run. They're desperate. Kidov shakul basade. Like a bear whose kids, whose children, whose cubs were just killed out in the field. What does the mama bear do when you kill her cubs? She doesn't just sulk back, you know, slink away and into the darkness. She's going to roar at you. She's going to attack you. Right? And she has nothing to lose. Her kids were killed. David's got nothing to lose. Right? He's desperate. He's a desperate man. He's on the run. And he's strong. When you combine strength with desperation, Who knows what he's going to do? Who knows how he's going to fight? Ve'avicha ish milchama. Your father is a warrior. He knows what he's doing. Ve'lo yalin es ha'am. He's not going to put his people to rest. What's your strategy? You're going to come in the middle of the night? What do you think? David never thought of that? He never thought that somebody might attack him in the middle of the night? Of course he's going to keep half his force awake, half his force sleeping. He's going to have shomrim. He's going to be ready. Of course he's going to be ready for that. You know, you're not going to catch him off guard. What's the matter with you? And forget about catching him off guard. He's going to fight you fiercely. It's not a good idea. It's a bad idea. And not only that, Pasuk Tes.
Yeah. Again,
good question. Good question. I don't know. Same question. Yeah. Same conversation. Good question. I don't know. Pasuk Tes. Hine ata hu nechba be'achas ha'pchasim o be'achar ha'makomos. He says, not only that, but what was your strategy, Achi? What was Achitofel's strategy? He's going to come in, and everybody's going to run away, right? And I'm just going to be able to kill David. He says, first of all, nobody's going to run away, right? You're not going to scare these guys just because you came in the middle of the night. Second of all, you're not going to find David. What do you think? David, he's the target. You think that he's just going to be out in the open? You think he's going to be waiting for you to kill him? He's going to be hiding. He's going to be in a bunker somewhere. You're not going to be able to find the guy. And then as soon as some of your men start falling, because there's no way that David's force is not going to be able to kill some of your men, and as soon as people hear that, what are they going to say? There's a magefa in the camp, right? People are being slaughtered. Keep in mind, says the Radak, you're planning to do this attack in the middle of the night. There's no lights. You don't know who's being killed and who's not being killed. You're going to start hearing screams. Your guys are going to get scared. They're not going to know who's dying. They're not going to know who's being... They're going to think we attacked the camp and they're killing us. And they're going to run. So it's not... Your whole plan is not going to work. This is not a good plan. V'hu gam... Pasuk yud. V'hu gam ben chayil. Asher libo kelev ha'aryeh. He also, referring to
David,
right? That he's a ben chayil, he's a strong warrior. Asher libo kelev ha'aryeh, his heart is like the heart of a lion. It's not referring to David. It's referring to all his soldiers. He says, any of your soldiers who you think are strong, courageous warriors, and they're tough guys, what's going to happen? He may see us. Their heart's going to melt. They're going to get scared. Ki yodea kol Yisrael ki gibor avichov nechayil asher ito. Because that force is also strong. And David is strong, and his men are strong and courageous. So even your toughest soldiers, right? There's an element here of morale, of a spirit. If they get the sense that they're being killed, that they're being slaughtered, that they're being defeated, they're not going to have any morale. Even the strongest, most courageous warriors are going to turn on their heels and they're going to run. So you're not going to be successful at all. Oh, but now they came to Hushai to ask for an Eitzah. So you can't just reject the other guy's Eitzah. You have to have an Eitzah then. You have to have your own Eitzah, counter Eitzah. Right? So what's the plan, Hushai? Says Hushai Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki Ya'atzti. So I have the following idea. I have the following plan. Hey Asof Ye Asaf Alecha Kol Yisrael Midon Ve'ad Be'er Sheva. He says, don't just get 12,000 men. Get a gigantic army. All of Klal Yisrael. From Don in the north to Be'er Sheva in the south. Kachol Asher Al Hayom Lorov. Like the sand on the seashore. Get everyone to join this fight. Ufanecha holchim bakrov. So number one, you come with a force like that, then you have a chance of being successful. 12,000 men, you're not going to accomplish anything. But if you have a gigantic force, all of Klal Yisrael is coming to help you fight, then we can talk. Then you might be successful. Point number one, right? Rejecting the suggestion of Achitofel to have just 12,000 men. Point number two, rejecting Achitofel's suggestion that Avshalom should not go to fight, but rather, he, Achitofel, should lead the battle. What does he say? Ufanecha holchim bakrov. No, you lead the battle. You, Avshalom, lead the battle. Why? Because soldiers fight differently when their king is the general, when their leader is the general. When the leader is sitting back in the bunker and he says, okay, guys, go out and fight. Okay, shkoyach, right? You're sitting back in the bunker, all nice and safe and cozy, watching TV, and I'm going out, being shelled by the enemy, right? The soldier's not going to have much morale, but if they see their leader, their general, leading the charge, going out to battle, they're going to rally behind him. Let's go. So he says, "Fanecha, ufanecha holchim bakrov." You have to lead the fight, right? Not like Achitofel suggested. Pasuk Yud Beis. Uvanu a love the achar amakomos asher nimtza shav, and he says we have to find the place where he is, right? Don't just attack the camp. We have to find the place where he is, find out where he's hiding. V'nachnu a love, and we have to fall upon him. Kasher yipol hatal al ha'adama, just like the dew falls upon the earth, covers the earth. We have to blanket their troops with our troops, right? Just totally blanket them, totally suffocate them. Velo no sarbo uvechol ha'anashim asher ito gam echad. And here also, the Mefarshim point out, the Abarbanel points out, that here also he's equating David and his men. Not like Achitofel suggested, kill David, spare the men. Here Hushai is suggesting, treat them the same. You're going to kill them, kill them. You're going to spare them. You want to capture them, capture them. Whatever you're going to do. But you treat David and his men the same. We're not just attacking David. So why did he say that? Because he sensed, he knew that Avshalom was not happy about this killing David idea. Right? It's his father. It's his father. So he says, forget it. We're not going to kill David. We're going to attack the camp. Whatever we have to do to the camp, we got to do to the camp. If we have to kill people, we have to kill people. If we capture them, we capture them. But we're not doing anything more wrong to David than we're doing to any of the other soldiers. Hushai thought that there was a better chance of Avshalom listening to that than to Achitofel's advice of specifically targeting David. By the way, I forgot to mention, part of the reason also why Hushai, and keep in mind, Hushai is a spy, right? Hushai was really on David's side, and David sent him back to Avshalom and said, listen, I want you to go there, find out what's going on, and let me know. So Hushai is really a spy. So the Mefarshim say that here also, part of the reason why he said, get Kol Yisrael midon v'yad Be'er Sheva, is why? That'll take time. That's not going to be an overnight process. 12,000 men, okay, chick chock, we'll have them quickly. But you get Kol Yisrael midon v'yad Be'er Sheva, that's going to take a while. Well, as that's going on, David has time to regroup, to build, to strategize, to train. David's going to be okay.
He's going to go back.
Okay, pasuk Yud Gimel, v'gam el ir ye osef v'hisiu kol Yisrael el ha'ir hahi chavolim. So he says, and also we're going to come and gather an attack in the city, and we're going to make this entire city. Meaning, if David's going to go into the city, we'll bring battalions to the city, and we'll destroy the city. And even if there's a wall on this city, we're going to break down the wall until there's not even a pebble left. So he's still talking tough. Hushai knows he's got to talk tough. Because he has to compete with Achitofel's suggestion. He still has to make like he's saying something to Avshalom's benefit. So he talks tough, but he doesn't single out David because he knows that's not going to work. Pasuk Yudalid, Vayomer Avshalom v'chol ish Yisrael, Tova atzas Hushai ha'arki, me'atzas Achitofel. So Avshalom and all of the other members of Klal Yisrael that are with him say, oh, this makes more sense. This is a better idea than Achitofel's idea. That's a little crazy. Small force, middle of the night, kill David. That doesn't make sense. What Hushai is saying, a large force, attack, precision, find out where he is. This starts to make sense. This makes sense. This is a better etza. Vashem tziva lehafer es atzas Achitofel hatova levavor havi Hashem elav shalom es hara'a. And says the Navi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, was orchestrating this behind the scenes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted specifically Hushai to be able to spoil Achitofel's suggestion. Why? So that eventually Avshalom would be led down the path to his demise. Avshalom is not destined to be the king. David is supposed to be the king. David had to be punished, like we talked about. He went into Golus, he went into exile. Okay, but this is not going to end with David being killed. Kadosh Baruch Hu's working out things behind the scene to make sure Achitofel's plan is sidelined and Hushai's plan is the plan that they go with to ensure Avshalom's demise at some point down the line. Avshalom.
Yeah,
well, we'll see. We'll see how the story plays out. Yeah.
It's the opposite of why he told him not to leave.
Yeah. Okay, let's stop here for tonight.